USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is now calling for an investigation into the allegations of sexual harassment against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. De Blasio called the allegations, which were made by former aide Lindsay Boylan, quote, disturbing. He said, if it's true, it's unacceptable.
When a woman comes forward with this kind of very specific allegations, they have to be taken seriously.
Five New York State Republican senators are demanding a full investigation by New York's Attorney General. In a letter writing, this investigation should also include a review of the alleged actions taken by executive chamber staff members and loyalists to try and intimidate the alleged victim and other women into remaining silent. Governor Cuomo said he's denying any wrongdoing of any kind. He said all of the accusations are false. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
In a vote of 224-206, the House passed the Equality Act. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, here's John Clemens.
The legislation now goes to the Senate, where it faces a number of opponents. The Equality Act will amend the 1964 Civil Rights Act in order to protect discrimination on the basis of sex, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Congressman Doug Lamborn of Colorado expressed his concern what this will mean to faith-based organizations.
Countless faith-based businesses and nonprofits across the country would simply cease to exist.
The co-chair of the Values Action Team is also concerned for churches.
The reality is that churches could be forced to violate their beliefs simply to stay open.
U.S. markets tumbled after 2 days of volatile trading earlier in the week amid rising government bond yields. The Dow is down 559 points, falling from a record high set on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris marked the milestone of 50 million COVID-19 vaccines being administered with the White House ceremony, praising the pace of inoculations. Biden said the U.S. is ahead of schedule to meet his goal of reaching 100 million doses administered in his first 100 days in office. Biden has been in office 39 days. That puts him 11 days ahead of schedule. He also cautioned that those who are fully vaccinated should still practice mitigation efforts until the pandemic is over. Since the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines were approved in mid-December, about 91 million doses have been distributed to health centers nationwide. About 68.3 million total doses have been administered over the last month of the Trump administration and the first month of Biden's. Earlier, Vice President Harris visited a Washington, D.C. supermarket to promote the administration's federal retail pharmacy program, which was created to speed up immunizations and reach more people. So far, distributors have delivered 1 million doses to more than 6,500 pharmacies nationwide. Hasbro has announced it's eliminating the Mister from the name of its popular potato head toys to offer children a gender-neutral way to play. Hasbro said it will still sell individual Mr. and Mrs. toys under the gender-neutral potato head banner. The company said the rebranding will feature more inclusive messaging. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.